Right, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills this Tuesday afternoon. And I seem to recall that you're going to be telling us about a sausage scandal. What on earth is all this about?
Well, I'm amazed that you're treating this, you know, as a joke, because this is serious stuff, Scott.
Disgraceful.
Yeah, this occurred in about the mid-1800s. Mm-hmm. A man who exposed the scandal was a campaigning journalist called James Greenwood. James Greenwood had a bit of a reputation for exposing frauds and nefarious goings-on, and he became slightly suspicious because there was a huge demand for sausages in London that were supposedly produced in Epping out of only the best fresh-killed meat. And, you know, they were genuine, premier quality Essex sausages. As you know, this was a time when food was often adulterated mm-hmm. with all different sorts of things.
Greenwood, a bit like today, really.
Well, yeah, exactly. Nothing changes. Yeah. Greenwood became a bit suspicious, so he took himself off to Epping to investigate the Great Epping Forest sausage scandal. What he actually found here was that sausages were being produced. In fact, the Epping area was quite well known in the 19th century for producing sausages. But he became suspicious that the sausages being sold in London were being sold through so many outlets that they weren't being just supplied by Epping. He investigated further, and his investigations took him to a butcher's in South London. And there he found a cart outside painted with the words, genuine Epping sausages. Mm-hmm. And he became a little bit suspicious of what a cart painted with the words genuine Epping sausages was doing in London. And sure enough, when he observed what was going on, he noticed the butcher outside whose premises the cart was parked bringing out his own sausages and loading them into the back of the cart. Mm-hmm. Further investigation revealed the horrific truth. These were not genuine Essex sausages. They were produced by a cheap butcher in London and being sold and marketed as genuine Epping sausages.
So Epping had a really big name for sausages.
Well, it had a name for sausages. Mm. Whether it was a big name, because I don't think there was any really big commercial setup there. Mm. And this is what first made Greenwood suspicious, because London's a big place.
Yep.
And if you're going to supply London with genuine Epping sausages, you know, that's going to take a lot of doing unless you've got a really big commercial setup.
Mm. Which obviously this guy got.
You know, in this case, all credit to James Greenwood, the scandal was exposed and duly reported in the newspapers.
Great stuff. Okay, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Right, well, I'm going from sausage scandals, Scott, to the early recruits for Essex Police.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.